the board, which concern the new figure, the second paragraph of the figure of Afiyat HaMatzes, and the various chashoshes of comments which go together with Afiyat HaMatzes. I'm happy to speak, tell you that yesterday at the Chag HaSmicha, I saw Rabbi Schwartz, who was the Mashgiach for the Manischewitz bakery and machine, Matzbek, which is the biggest by far in the city. There's only two in the city now, Strike and Manischewitz. A lot of other matzahs go on different names, Paris Margaretten and a whole bunch of Goodmans, I think. They bought them all out. There's only one place now. I also bought the hair matzah place. They're going mixed for the chesh, which goes together with Afiyat HaMatzes. I'm happy to speak, tell you that yesterday at the Chag HaSmicha, I saw Rabbi Schwartz, who was the Mashgiach for the Manischewitz bakery and machine, Matzbek, which is the biggest by far in the city. There are only two in the city now, Strike and Manischewitz. A lot of other matzahs go on different names, Paris Margaretten and a whole bunch of Goodmans, I think. They bought them all out. There's only one place now. I also bought the hair matzah place. They're going to mention for the Haredim, the Targum. That's the one that PPC ordered from. I think today is the last day. What? Today's the last day to order. Today's the last day. And I would like to do these trips after we finish learning about these halachos. It's probably very close to Pesach. So we're working on it. Maybe a week before Pesach or so, we'll try to maybe do both together. We'll see after we work out the logistics. Okay, so meet the ship. But today we're still talking about the topic primarily of Sefirot HaOmer. And then I also want to talk about the union of Chodesh, which we didn't touch yesterday. We read the two rushes yesterday, at the end of the Shia, as we saw, there was no rush, speaking of the rush, to get to that those proceedings. We could have said Shia another 15 minutes, and we just would have gotten hard time with the metal detector. But other than that, it wouldn't have been so bad. All right. Let's just go very briefly. Hit the Nimrod. I guess I'm not going to mention the brewer today because that's where a lot of important halachos are found in Siman Tov Tei Ted. First thing of order of business is discussed was the mitzvah of Sefirot HaOmer, the Raisa of the Rabbona. We pointed out yesterday, as a machlokes, 2 days in the Gemara Masechet Menachos, whether you count Yomim and Shavuos or you only count Yomim. The one that says only Yomim explains Klor, Zeichel and Mikdashu. That's the man that's named Ameimar. The Rush quotes it, but those who want their memory refreshed or haven't seen it yet, at the end of Siman Mem, it's page 268, the top of the second column, the last few lines in the Siman. Ameima money yom of lemani shvu amazeichel lemikdashu. The rabbanan zervei ravashi money yomei umani shvu. The big machlokas of Rishonim. What do they hold? Do they also agree in principle that it's a mitzvah only a zeichel lemikdashu? But they claim that the zeichel lemikdashu should be intact, the same as it was done bezman hamikdash. Or no? It's a much more fundamental dispute that these other amaror rabbanan zervei ravashi who say yomei and shvu that we pass them like that, they hold it as a mitzvah saseh the horizon. So the Dear Aloch has a lengthy dissertation about this over here at the very beginning of Siman Tov Pei Tes, which is worth seeing inside, the Kitzur. Lispo, Mahine Das HaRambam V'Achinuch, Shehinoeg Min HaTorah Gamat. Everyone have a Mishnah Brewer in front of them? I ask you to bring it in. If you don't have one, your partner doesn't have one, get one. All right, bring a few, whatever you can find. Hine Das HaRambam V'Achinuch, Shehinoeg Min HaTorah Gamat. That's right, one here. Right, good look on. Two more people to look on with this one. The Mitzvah Doraisa. Okay, that tour of the Shulchan Aruch, the Kama Poskim, She'eino, Bizman Hazeh, Elazei Chel and Mikdosh. Zimin Tov Pei Tes, Sif Aleph. Very beginning. Okay. That it's only the Rabbonon, Zei Chel and Mikdosh, She'ekriva Omer. V'cheinu Sugyot HaPoskim, the Zimin Zeh. Now, Sugya is a post with an expression which means the consensus view of the post with that Sefirot HaOmer is there are bonus. Okay, now it's down to the question, what are they fighting about? So the conventional wisdom is they're fighting about what's shot the post with. The post says, Uspar tan lechem yimokhras ha-shabbos miyom ha-viyachem et omat lufo. If it's miyomokhras ha-shabbos, then it might be Doraisa. If it's miyom ha-viyachem, then it's only with the rabbonus. We don't have it anymore. That's the conventional wisdom. Reb Chaim Ritzker, his quote is having a different interpretation. Rav Chaim said like this, what do you mean there's no miyom aviyachem et omat snufo nowadays? Why not? The Rambam passed Makrivin Afal Pish Ein Bayis. So, I mean, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash B'zman HaZeh, but we are authorized to offer Korbanos in Munat HaBeis HaMikdash. You go to the Mizbeach, you find the Mokam HaMizbeach, you put up a Mizbeach, you back up a Korban. You can back up a Korban all there, even B'zman HaZeh, theoretically. And I don't think that the Grand Mufti will be very pleased. I don't know if the Israeli government will allow it, what they're going to allow anymore these days. But it's theory. So therefore, Miyoma V'Yachem and Toma Tzufa, Reb Chaim is quoted as saying, it applies even B'zman HaZeh Mamish B'zman HaZeh. Because, not just Miyoma V'Yachem, because even Miyoma V'Yachem was in theory, the second day Pesach, the Yoma V'Yachem, that's Reb Chaim is quoted as saying. Not so poshta, that's really the, He's trying to explain the Shita to Rambam. The Rambam also writes, not because the Rambam holds at the mitzvah of Tzvira, it's completely unrelated to the Korban. It's Miyachas HaShabbos. That just happens to be for identification purposes only, as we often find in advertisements these days. For identification purposes only, the Torah says, Miyom HaViyachem. But it's only just Miyachas HaShabbos. That's the conventional wisdom. That's the Pashup Shab in the Rambam. And Ritz Gerard, Reb Chaim said, no, maybe Rambam also agrees it depends upon the Korban. Except that he holds that it is more than a carbon, because you can theoretically bring the carbon HaOmer B'zman HaZeh. The question is that really true? Can you bring the carbon HaOmer B'zman HaZeh? The Pashtus is enough in a Gemara. Rambam himself passes back. You don't have a Chumash? You don't believe anymore in Torah Shabbat itself. The question is whether that's really true or not. The Rambam does say, I'm a pastor that way. Makriven af hafish ein bayit. But the question is, how far does that go? I'm sorry. No, I found the post. The question is as follows. I'll tell you what I'm driving at. The Netziv has a very famous comment. You may be aware of the fact that in the time of the Netziv in the preceding decades, after that more or less died out, in the 19th century, let's call it that way, the Netziv lived towards the end, there was a move to discuss as part of the renaissance of interest in Eretz Yisrael, that political Zionism was preceded by religious Chibat Zion, was a question of Korbanos. The very, very, very famous man, a big tzaddik, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalasha, or the same called Drisha Tzion, and he was a contemporary of Rabbi Akiva Egan. If you look at the Shuvah of Rabbi Akiva Egan, see a Shuvah, I think it's Siman Aleph, I'm saying, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalasha, but Akrobas Karbonas B'zman HaZeh. That's something which is no longer so popular anyway in our time, but it was an entire literature. The Mimakas Karbonas B'zman HaZeh, the Gedoli Yisroel Mamish, was discussing back and forth, yes, no, I can overcome the prophecy. It was such a serious. Say, I'm going to find the Bokalam Mizbeach, to me it's almost a insurmountable problem. I'm going to even find the Tchelet for the Big Day Kahuna. Seems like it's even more insurmountable problem. And they're all tripling back and forth, how to get out of these problems, technical problems. The Netziv, I believe it's in the Tshuva, if I'm not mistaken, but I'm not exactly sure where it is right now. The Netziv said, no, the whole thing is a bluff. Even if you want to be Makav Karbonas, Bizman HaZeh, there are historical records that they try to meet, even if they were Makkah certain Korban HaZeh B'chor Beis HaMikdash, then the Tzitzit, don't get so excited. It's limited to Korban Pesach. That's it. Only Korban Pesach. Does not go beyond Korban Pesach. What does that mean? Why should it go beyond Korban Pesach? Why not? Well, the answer is, says the Tzitzit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in the Tokacha, when he speaks about the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us and predicts he's going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. He tells us that he's going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Here it is. It's Vayikra Perek Chavo Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vashimos Yes Mikdash Eicha. I will destroy your Mikdash. V'lo Ariach Bereach Nicho Chachem. And I will not enjoy the Reach Nicho of the Korban. The question becomes, wait a minute. If it's Vashimosi, it's the Sheikhem, so Pashat, there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore. So Avada, there's not going to be any Reach Nicholah. So then it says, no. It means, Makriv and Afal Pi Shein Bayis. There will be Beis HaMikdash. Excuse me. There can be Kavod against the Chorban HaBayis. But there will be no Reach Nikoach. Any carbon that says Reach Nikoach is automatically disqualified from this principle of Makri and Afri Shein Bayis. Because Vashim Moses is Mikdash Shein. You'll still have an opportunity to be Kavodis, but below Reach for Reach Nikoach. There's a Sib claim, if I'm not mistaken, in that Shiva, that the only carbon about which it does not say Reach Nikoach as a carbon paste. If I think he said, and that's true, if I'm not mistaken, that there was true that evidence that he tried to knock up the carbon paste after the Chorban HaBayis, but that's only carbon paste, and you can't go beyond that. I said, I have a commission. I mean, if you want to find it, you're good. But I had a horror that simply couldn't find it. I'll show you a commission. Look it up. But I look, what I started looking for now is, where is the Reach Nikoach when it comes to the carbon almond? So perhaps it means is that it says it by the carbon mincha. What I started saying was, I didn't finish my train of thought, that of course the Siv is right, you can't say like Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said that the Rambam agrees that the spirit always depends upon carbon. Except Rav Chaim said that you can have carbon as man as that too, even though it's no Beis HaMikdash anymore. But the question whether this particular carbon, the carbon of spirits of Homer can be brought. That's the question, whether this carbon of spirits of Homer has the expression Reach Nikoach. So the carbon Homer is a carbon mincha. A carbon mincha. Looking for a few psukim in Vayikra. I just can't find what I'm looking for now. There are a number of sukkim which talk about the carbonate in parts of Vayikra and Perek Beis. The expression of Reach Nikoach is found here, I don't know if it's referring explicitly to the carbon haomer. In Vayikra later, in Perek Gimel, it talks about the carbon haomer specifically. It says, it could be that itself is a phrase which really means the same thing, L'fnei Hashem L'Ritzonchem, as opposed to which the phrase apparently not sounds as simple from the paper. I remember that when once Rav Goldberg from Karen Biavne said shot in the Haggadah that way. Do you remember Haggadah? I think you only need Haggadah, there's a bar of stuff. You should do the trick. Okay. But I think you're right, you should all of them start. What does it say there's a Bechule here, unfortunately. There's a Bechule in the Mishnah. Let's give it a whole end of it. The Mishnah doesn't cook Tazan of the days, but there's a Bechule. Thank you. The nusach which we say in the Asher Golanu, found in the Mishnah Kufta Zayim Adveis, the Rapparfin says, Asher Golanu 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 Mitzrayim Lo Veloya Chosim. And Rabbi Kiva said, Kain Hashem Elo Kain Elo Kiav Hoseinu, Yagyein Elo Adem Elo Golanu Machem Elo Golanu Golanu Shalom, Smeichem Bevinyan Yirecha Vesosna Vod Asechem, Benoch Al Shom, what? Min Azvochim Min Aftochim Vuchulet, Bakule, the Bakule, that's the key one that I want, the Bakule, great. Yeah. What does the Chule? So we have in the Haggadah says, Ashe Agi Adamam Al Kir Mitzvachach Al Erotzim. Remember, Rav Goldberg once said, that's Pshat, this is the Siv. Right now, even Mitzvah Rabbi Akiva, when had a Churban, maybe they could have brought the Korban Pesach. But the Korban Pesach was not in the Erotzim. Because it was L'Riach V'Riach Yicholachem. That was the Tzman Shechur Mitzvah, even though there was, they could bring it, but it wasn't the Erotzim. So now we're saying, V'Nochal Shom, and Azochem, and Amsochem, when there'll be a Kenyagienu, when there'll be Mecha, B'Vinyani Recha, then it'll be L'Rotzim. So right now, if it exists, not L'Rotzim. I think that Pshat Beis, not the Tzim. So that is Tzim L'Chor and Rishon Chaim. The Pashas don't go together. You guys are a little bit sidetracked. Let's go back to the Pshat Allah. And everyone came in with the Mishnah Brewers. So the Mishnah Brewer comes and decides to take a count. Because everybody thinks it's the Rambam against the world. Rambam and the Chinuch in one corner, they all the Tzvir is the Raisa, and everyone else holds the Rabbana. So of course, we're going to discuss the Das Yochid, and we're going to follow the other post. Wait a minute, this is the Rabbi Mishnah Brewer. I did a head count. Yeah? I don't hear you. Doesn't say the right? Okay. Really? Okay. Fine. Yeah, they don't have a Chinuch here. I took the Mishnah Brewer's word for it. Okay. Is the Rambam gam ken lav yichido v'daito? Shagam damrei v'davar Rabbeinu Yishaya kein ayim v'shiboli leket. Rabbi Yomitsham. And then that's Rabbi Yoh, who will be Orzarua shenchom ten. Gam Orzarua modal lei bedino. Rabbi Yudoi, Rabbi Amram v'ritz geyes. Eater. A whole story, they all seem to all this because it's in the horizon. Says, l'fizeh o'oh. So now what's the nafkamina l'mayim? Who cares to write the Rabbanah? My nafkamina, who cares? Who cares? So the biggest nafkamina is what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Sivay. Hamedaktikim einem sofrim atesik ochovim v'chein roilach. We spoke about this available yesterday. The medaktikim don't count until what? Until faith. That's only medaktikim. One of the medaktikim, the Mishnah Brewer Yudal in this place, Rotaloma. The main idea, no, you have to look at the Mishnah Tefsha. I've told him to take a couple of why. The main Ashmash is a Sufik Lila. But I've seen in the cool of the Sufik Rabbana, the Spirit is Manazeshu with the Rabbana, the Rova Post. Hello, the Mikomok, oh, my no, no, on the Hachnis, Asno, he said yesterday, the Sufik Lechatchila, Ula Hochi, I'm a Dak, 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 the reason why they don't dance in ways, not because it's alright. Forget the right, they agree to Rabbanim. But they don't want to get involved in the Sufik Rabbanim Lekula, Lechatkila. Why get involved in the Shaila Lechatkila? Who needs it? Who needs it? Well, Tom is the Bialach and at the beginning it says in Sifalas, but he's there. We left off, Ishtas Godo. The Minogenu Shanu Zahirim Shal this person is the Chavis. Achei the Lezaz, Hamarat Bosim, it's alright. Yes, and then Ahmed, if it's all right, then certainly have to wait until Tzedakah Chumrah. So there are two reasons to wait until later. One is what? Maybe it's all right, so take all the Chumrah. And number two, which is Mr. Bruce later, even if they're but why get involved? So why get involved? They started getting a tariff a little bit yesterday. The Navy of the Stephen, you want the whole thing should be counted, so it's worthwhile getting involved in taking the Rabbanah Lechatchila, or that more of the night should be somehow counted by your personalized count. Okay, fine. This is the first topic for today's discussion. It's Tzvir D'Oraisa Rabbanan, and we think it's resolved, Kemat L'Chol HaDeh, it's Tzvir Rabbanan, and the B'Alach is tilted the scale, it's 50-50, because there are many G'dolim Yishalim would say that in fact it is D'Oraisa. Next. Ooh. The same what? Hiri Mukhan and Mizuman, that's what you mean. Oh. I don't know what that means. Hidden Mukhan of Zoom the Kayim what? Say Shanemar. Shabi Mukhas of Shabbat. You have to get good kasha. Abbas, say that. It's not true. It's only the Rabbanan. What? Abbas is the Shengiv. Let's take a look. That's the Pasha. There's no need to say the Shevichu. No need to say the Hidden Mukhan. You say a Bracha is good enough. Okay. Now, for one second. We don't want to go into another view again. We have to discuss about the Bible. For some reason, we'll get to that later. For some reason, there's some myth which somehow is zoche that the many people say that the Shem Yichud Mukha, for example, here's by the primary example. There are many shuls, Really? Now, why? No, the Mishnah Brewer, I think, said something, or something that we discussed. know how to say it. Many Haggadahs, it says, Hinnin Mochon Mezumin, after you finish Gaul Yisrael, then it has Hinnin Mochon Mezumin, the Kaiman's called Shein Haggadah. It's a Chumamash Hapsik. It's supposed to be Allah Kalt. On Seder Baruch Allah Kalt. I'm crawling up, they're getting me upstairs here. Set up the Zohar. Yeah, the passion is the hefsek. You want to say any book about Arba Kaisers? So you say it like you do by Kiddush. No one says any book after the Kiddush before drinking the wine. Chas v'shalom. What is it? After the Baruch Hu is first, that's why. But even in the other cultures, you say any book of the long before the Baruch Hu. That's either Gaul Yisrael or the benching even, or Chavei Pala, the Apoy Alalucha. I don't know what you're going to say it. The best is not to say it at all. The Pasha is out there, you don't need for it. Pasha, look at the Arba Kaisers. Look at the drinks, four cups. Stop it, drink for the Arba Kaisers. Anyway, enough. I don't get involved. Whole diatribe. Hold on. Let's stick to what says it over here. It says, put this way, in my shul, they're really getting me today. I'm trying to. In my shul, when the chaz finishes the chadis of Skabel, the rabbi right away says, Baruch Ata, and goes right to the bracha of Kriyatov. Whoever wants to hit the book to say it, I'm all out to take the bracha. I don't mind. But I'm not going to. Oh, yeah. I was at a dinner last year, 2 years ago. What was it? Last year? I can't believe it. Is it the Bukhanal Club? I think it was Canton Alavani. It was one of the Bachar who was in the Bell School. We're going to call him Canton something for the Bell School of Jewish to Count Sphere. So, what the heck is the name of the Count Sphere? First of all, the wrong time. It's not as bad as mushrooms. Huh? So I said, what? A chaz? What's he going to do? Lemon, please rise. See yourself. We learned that. Say, Bakoma. Okay, I stand up. So the congregation rises. And the guy gets up and starts talking. I tell you, it took him, I think, 10 minutes. What could take 10 minutes to zero? Well, that's why I was talking for this man, maybe. It could be. I don't think so. I think it was all finished much when he began, and finished much when he ended. Maybe it was before Shkia when he started. That was a shot. He had a stall after Shkia. Very beautiful. And then what happened was, as soon as he finished saying, Hayom, something like that, and then the MC says, well, the congregation, please be seated. Whatever, please be seated. So there was a behold of it. No one counted Sphere. The Catholic people counted, and everyone sat down, and everyone, I didn't count it. The world was anyway, I wasn't going to get involved in this whole thing. So then we got involved at the end. And then I got the Sphere. Well, you didn't count Sphere with the Chasna. That's a wild story. Wild story. Oh, it's another thing, right? Oh, see, it was against the Lubavitch Rebbe, but no wonder I didn't count. Mr. Brook wants it. Very good. You should talk.
No.
Oh, yeah? So you're allowed to? Oh, so we followed the Mr. Brook. Where's the Mr. Brook? I don't remember that. Someone talk, yes, how can you do it? It's Tata Vishen and Tata Kodem. How can you take three before Krishna? No, but it's the wrong order. It's the Pashti drive. The order should be the Kodem. No, so. Well, Krishna, look at the right. Can't because it's. Just stop it anyway, Mr. Brewer. Sorry? You don't have to. I might be an afghanist to write the Rabbana. That could be an afghanina. Good question. Someone's in the middle of a meal, supper. You have to be mastic for the good. Well, go, you have to mastic with the rice, and not with the Rabbana. The spheres are rice, and be mastic. Very good. I don't know if that's he has a beautiful safe I brought to me today called Spheres of appropriately. Written by Rabbi Zvi Cohen, who's the author of Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. He comes back again. Alright, and a number of other good Tfilos. Caleb, Agoloskan, very good. Agoloskan, very good, excellent Machabit. At the very beginning, he says, a whole discussion is Sphere the Rice and the Rabbon. My name is Kamina, Bein HaShemashim is Aleph. And the next day, Ben HaShemash is again. It'll be the Tam's Man, no. Mimis. Oh! In Mutta Lecha Velas Melacha Lefnei Tzvi. He does have that as a possible Nafkamina. Look at Paragimla, that's got there. It's Ima Mitta Tzvicha Kavona, which we discussed last week. Some Rishonim say, the right to Tzvicha Kavona, the Rabbonin don't. So that could be another Nafkamina. He rattles up a bunch of Nafkamina. Okay. Let's go back. That's another fascinating question. fascinating. We saw the rush yesterday, where the rush said that everyone has to count his own tefillah. Remember we saw that? The very first line in the rush. It says, Tana Rabbana Menachah Samachay, Utsvata Lechem, Shtei Tefillah Lechol Echad. Pirush is the rush. Vizalok Siv, Vizafata Lechok, and the Siv Gav Eshmita, Hosam HaTzir Bebed, Shemavach and Bechnisus HaShon. Vizal Lechem, Tefillah Lechol Echad V'Echad, fine. Says the Shulchan Aruch, U'mitzvah Al Kol Echad, Lisvah La'atmo. What does that mean? What do the words mean? Comes another beer along. What's the Mishnah Brewer already in Sivkata? Hey, what does it mean? Because you don't say Shomei HaKohanim. Unbelievable. That's why I want some Mishonim HaKohanim L'mshah. The Cholecha Ve'echad Gilt the Torah Lo Yotza Kol Kamel Ostava Biyatma. Abel Yeh Shmei HaKohanim. That's what that was the Pashat L'mshah. Shekosu the Kavonat HaTorah. No. Who rocks the last line of Mishnah Brewer. The low name of the mitzvah do our best in the last call with the Shemitah Viyoga, the Sivit Sabbath Shabbat Lachot. And the Koya Tzibur, Abba Behemet, and Shalom Echaveh, which is Sabbath Viskav, and Lassus Kem Chaveh, and Kiva Lassia, Yotzer, Kwab Chomok of the Kaim and Shemek, that's what that's Pashim Shad. That's Pashim Shad. It's called the Machovus of the Bush, and the Chok Yankim, and with the Prichodosh. And the Bush of Hazlan, they learn, Mamish every verse, and the Prichodosh is Mekal, and that's what the Birka Yosef said. That's what I thought. And he caught the Machlokas and Rishon in the Mishnah Brewer. Did Rashi and somebody else? I said, no. Did Rashi says, Shekolechot Chayav Litzvo. And the Rashbo says, Yi Kavona Tatoa L'Tzibu Levad, V'lo L'chol Yochid, Havel Elemeba L'Spazam Levad, V'lishto, next page. V'lishto, U'midikom Alochem, Mashma the Boloma L'chol Echad, Ayin Shom. Harei da mitzvah shayach ha-chol yochad v'yochad v'fnei atzmo. No! Rashi never said that. He meant the same way the Prichodosh said. It applies to every person. It also applies to the tefillah. What does tefillah mean? Tefillah means bezdin. That's all the Rashi meant. Where's the geis? They hold that the way. Or chazkayim, or haigo. And in my opinion, there's no one to disagree. But the halacha says this, the machlokes. So the Chatzili should say yourself and not be yourself. I'm going to say ourselves anyway. I'm not against the Minigis Yisrael. We always say ourselves. But to say that is a Machlokas to be shown, I don't know. I thought everyone should agree. But all it means is push it. That just means you don't say it's a Mitzvah and Bez. Like Kriya Shemitah and Yavos. That's all. Okay, Allah. There, Shabbos. You can't say Shemek. It's all right. Fine. You count the days, you count the weeks. All right, there's a whole discussion. Whether you count the weeks. Do you count the weeks? Am I seeing things here? In Siv Aleph, at the very end, I have two question marks in the print. Huh? Anyone have my print in Mr. Burke?
Yes.
You have two question marks? I never saw question marks in Mr. Burke. They probably were in the Shabbat. They probably were doing it with my idea, and they had an editor's note, like that. They all, you know, edit my thing, put the question mark, and I left the question marks in. After we're home, it's two questions. Oh, that's what a question marks are there. Oh, yeah? I know that. I have to do question marks in the middle of the mission. All right. Yeah, right. You also have question marks? No, I think it's just this addition. Because here they were my GIA. Rashi print. Yeah, something is wrong to go. I don't know what's happening over here exactly. Anyway. What's but Baal or Law? But they're both good. You don't need either of them, as a matter of fact. Therefore, you don't even need either of them. They're all good. So with you don't need the whole story. The Mishnah Berurah writes, the Fatmchet, Rabotai. The Chama says, Baal, man, please. Baal, man. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the better answer is Law, man. Shun. I say Law, man. That doesn't mean you don't, it doesn't. Some say Baal, man, and Law. That's wild. I mean, the truth of the matter is, with the Zecher, Zecher. Even the Zecher, Zecher, I tell you, I saw that article I saw. Even that I don't understand. But the Baalman, Lawman, I don't understand that quite. The third and third day we call Lag Baalman. But that doesn't mean anything. Lag Lawman.
Baalman,
Lawman. What's the difference? Whichever one you say is good.
Well, anyway.
What do you say, Baalman?
Doesn't matter.
Here's Sif Kot Yud in the port, Mr. Brewer. Minaglo Machar Sira, Yerotan Shibana Beit HaMikdash. We have a similar idea. Was the first in Megillah that way? And this, Kloma Ma'oz, Nekayim, Mitzvah, Tavos, Omer. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. That's the reason for the Tavos, Omer. I don't believe that at all. And in the Sharatini quote, a different reason, Kazvo, because of Chodosh. No, I think that's also not wrong. For Kol Zev, name of the Spirit of Manasseh Darius, you have to look for these funny answers. Havos, Omer, Chodosh, Vena Tolib Miklish, Kvosh, the Kostum, Beresh, Dvar. However, the name of the Rabbanah, this way we prophesy, Rav Polskim, Zechel and Miklish, Oti Shafir, Shemit Spalin, Shem, Bodhi, Ben Tamir. I told you that. Whatever is Zechel and Miklish, with the nation of the Mitzvah, not that's the reason for it. That's the whole essence of the Mitzvah, is Zechel and Miklish. It's not just that they said you have a Chodosh, Zechel and Miklish, take rule of 7 days. No. That's the reason, but the essence of the mitzvah of lulav. Here, the whole essence of the mitzvah is only zeichel mitzvah. You have to say zeichel mitzvah. You have to say zeichel mitzvah. So we went through this everyone wants to speak of kareh. That's the pshat. That's all the words. It wasn't introduced it for the other reasons. But near zayt, pasht. Okay. Now I have to go back for a minute to see a very important mishnah brura. It's called gimel. Yeah, there is a minig of saying over here, Elohim Yechonein. Some have that minig. After something on a Bekoyah, because that's 48 words, right? Correct? No. So I'm saying 49 words. And on a Bekoyah is a Kabbalah, I don't know what it has to do. Then they said it's Rabbanu Shalom. That's Mamash Kabbalah. I don't know, the Tukum, Asher, Zagapti, the Tzvira, Chesesh, the Gura, all that stuff. I'm not against it. I don't understand what the words really fully mean. But in my shul, we don't get any time for it. So, Ronish, the lady. The Rachman Alena. Don't want to say it. They can say it themselves. That's what they just say. They want to make it later. That's what I think. I don't have any real reason for it. Before
later.
I think it's certain Shtibla. They want to be mocked before to say Sphere so late. After the latest test comes of it. They say, Elena, it'll be 2 minutes later. I think I have to read now. We do before later. Sitkot Gimel. Noshim avodim peturis in mitzvah zu. Shani mitzvah zasei shazman dromo. He doesn't even quote the beferish of Rabban and Kiddushin Lamedalis. It's a chlor beferish. Without a doubt, the women are chayim in spirit. But we discussed that already before. And we had a discussion to the korban and the... No, it's a different story. But the Mogan Avram. They say the same thing by shofar. By shofar, because the Rabban Avraham said, I think, others say, at the minute I know shofar, doesn't mean that they're chayim, not that they're chayim. The minute that third mitzvah are very chavivis. So shofar is chavivis, and sphere is chavivis, doesn't mean they're chayim. I'm saying a different verse. Ramat, they're actually chayim. They're really chayim. We explain the reason why, it's not really chayim. Well, okay. Uke meduma, says the Mishnah Brura, as follows. The minhag of the Mishnah Berurah quotes that women do not count tefillah. The cost of a sefer shulchan shlomo. The al kolponim lo yavaruchu. Catch this now. So the vada yitu biyom echot. The gam al pirov einim yodim pirish amilus. Whee! So hold on. There's a big kiddush over here. Here you see if someone doesn't know what the words mean, he's not yodim tefillah. Man, woman, or child. Which makes sense. This part I can justify. But Sphiris and Omer are both, they have to have a definite count. Instead of perfunctory mitzvah. You have to be counting up days. You have to know what you're doing in the count. That's when I say a word, Hayom, Shivo, Shloshim Yom. What's that? I have no idea. What is that? Is that 22? Yes, 22. So the guy says Shiva Shloshim Yom. 22, look, you can make a svara, it's not yotzi at all. That's what he's saying over here. Okay, I think it's a good svara. You have to count, you have to know what you're doing. That's the time to say words, yes. I don't hear you. No, it doesn't matter. All he can know is the number means, good enough. Yeah. You don't count numbers? Yeah, you're mentioning a good idea that the post will say over here. What is it sound like he's worried about over here? That the remind me later about the Balamor. I don't want to forget. We You had the Balamor, you were running Balamor? But let me present this question. Yeah, Star Trek over here. If you had one of those topics, you will flip flop about all the person still presents the kasha. Why don't we find that women should count the shiva nekiyim with a bracha? Suffer the shiva yamim, the achar titor. If a woman counts shiva nekiyim, so it to be counts to her from the din of nida dava. Why doesn't she? Exactly. You only count the week once a week. 7, 14, 21, 28, 20, 35, 42, 49. That's it. You don't say, today is 37 days, or 5 weeks and 2 days. What's that? That's ridiculous. Says the rabbi. But then he says, I will go home and become him. Echmir al Asa, lo ha b'chol yom, ve'yom, kach v'kach omer, she'em kach v'kach shavu at v'yom. Notice how the phrase is. Hayom kach v'kach lo omer, she'em kach v'kach shavu at v'yom. Notice, in other words, that the, like the Ayom, Shiva, Shloshim Yom, La Omer, Shehem, Chamisha Shavua, Chamisha Shavua, the Shnei Yavim. What does that mean? That the ego count is what, Rabotai? Is what? Is what? Is the day. And that's it, Loma finished. And the week is just sort of incidental. This fits in my boat to what we said earlier. carefully. The Rav is Meduyik Mahol. We don't have that. We have a minute which is different. But the Rav is very Meduyik. I'll tell you why. We pointed out that Zeichel Mikdash has no bracha. And we have a Kerach, a Kerach, a Ochel, a Zulib bracha, Zeichel Mikdash Kilo. But that's there's no bracha in Zeichel Mikdash. But that's not. If it's that the whole nature and essence of the mitzvah is what Zeichel Mikdash is supposed to lulav. I keep saying that by contrast. So we hear two about that. The Yomim is the mitzvah. The Shavuot is only Zeichel Mikdash. It's not Yireim. Yireim says that the Yomim is the Yizik, or Adim, the Shavuot is it's only Zeichel Mikdash. That's the verse. You say the bracha on the yomim, and the shavuot is an afterthought. So that's why that minig makes sense. Because we don't have that minig. We have the minig of putting the whole everything before the word la omer or ba omer. Fine. Now we have the algada. So let's leave that out for the moment. Put the Rambam and the Raisa. Why? Explain. Avol inach rabbanan. That's the eighth wide line. Have a man the yomim v'shavuay the kaimon kavasayu zirolo the bisman azeh the oraita. That's what we discussed until now. Well, it's the Rambam and all the oraita. Next paragraph, we'll come back to it. The cost of the sefer amor sheyeh sholin matam ein omrim zman to zira sofer. Why do we say shechiyot? V'yod matam ein anu sofer v'lo brocha v'yod v'sheni shol pesa kidarmina v'sukha memzayim v'sheni what should we do? Count the first day without a bracha. We should count without a bracha because the bracha is an affront. It's an affront to what on both sides? It's an affront to the other. As a matter of fact, there are some minhagim where they only count Sphira after the Seder. Until they floy. After the scripture of my goodness. At the very end, that's all over. By Nirsa. Why? They want to make it less of an affront to the Kedusha Sayyam. So now they figure they'll wait till after the year is over, you know, the master, tomorrow, whatever. Strange. But here's the next question. The old Matan ain't on those open based serious misafik. Kemosh on the Osim Shneyam told me misafik. Every single day, we should count two counts. Why? The first day pays, the second day pays, which they say is one day. Or maybe 0 days. They don't say zero days. No, they don't say. The next day should say, Hayom Shnei Amalom, Hayom Yom Echadom. Same as the other one, they have a state of the old man by the Pori Achad, we have that. That's the word, those are the three kashas of Alamor. Who hates it now, the sheer quality must be given. All, one parent, all three kashas. The Udal Heshim, the Kamer, the Sphere, the Oma, Eno, the Zecha, the Alma, Rocky, I think that the Duchte, the Menachas, I made him on the Yavel, the Manshu, I was there for the Dikashu, the Honor, Shana, Mona, the Yavel, the Shavu, the Minigu, the Yadenu, yes, a Minig, yes, Avalatino's man, Eno, you don't make a Shachyan, the Zecha, the Minig, the O, Shlomatina, the Birchas, as man, another Nova, she's from Shem Hano, from the Seal of Lulav, she bought a Sue, Abba, Bishmini, Tavik, Shvi, Shal, Sukha, Mesa, Yasmina, Brukhal, and the Rachina, and Shmini, Aseret, you sit the sukkah without a bracha. Shalom tava bracha mikach yad v'sheni d'rabbonim. Because the whole chiyuv is sukkah d'rabbonim. V'tach yad v'rish shal shmini shu tach d'raisa. That's not right. Shuvam is kinegza. Shemach yad v'rina v'lova v'rachina. Abel ono faker. Hey, chnak or v'rcha z'zir is olam which is d'raisa or v'ikir it is. V'shem yom v'sheni d'rabbonim. Now, what's wrong about the 2 days? The Ibano Lisper Shtay Sphiris Misafek Nimsa Sphiris Shnea Moshechas at Yom Tov Rish Chal Atzeres. But also, it's a little bit beyond the Rish Chal Raisa. You can't cap two. umevorchim. Now, what's wrong about the 2 days? The embodied list for shnei spheres misavek nimtza spheres shnei moshechas ad yom tov rishon atzeres. V'ozim zilzulim yom tov rishon atzeres. So you can't count two counts. And the 49th day I have to count twice. Erev Shavuos, and when else? And Leil Shavuos, that can't be. Hilchos Ein Lano on the Masha Nogu, etc., etc. This is what the famous Balamor. Is there even, yes?
On the two periods of Klinis Mana, are they really one period? Because according to that period that it's only live on the Mashenu, the four bunch of days,
right.
So it's Monday from English, they made 50 on one.
Right. That's right.
And let's see, that's explaining what they, why you don't make a broad on the English.
Could be. I'm not sure. Could be. You're right. I'm not sure. It could be two different truths. Rabbo says the Tshuva is Dvar Avro. World famous Dvar Avro. Who was the Dvar Avro? Kovnerov. The last Kovnerov. About Rav Shapira. He gave the Rav Smicha. He gave Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. He gave him the Smicha. They printed a letter I saw recently printed. I think it was printed in the new Masorah. It just came out. That's when Soloveitchik came to America. No one knew who he was. They knew he was an Eidik from Chaim. That they knew. They knew nothing about him. Apparently got a letter from Rabbi Kovner Rav from the Dvar Avraham, in which he's very effusive in his praise. And that's one of the famous expressions, Alocha Kamosa B'chol Mokom. That's the letter which printed that phrase. It was printed in the most recent Masorah. So that was a Kovner of the Dvar Avraham. He's a big time of Kovner. So he was very sharp. He has his own reason why he can't count the spirit. Ties into the Gemara Bava Metzia of all places. Gemara Bava Metzia Davov says in the sugya of Tok Pekor, the famous sugya there, that there's a principle called Asiri Vadai Velo Asiri Sofer. You count Asiri Kodesh Lashem, the 10th animal of Maisa Behema. You put red paint on the back and you bring it for a carbon. So if you have a doubtful case, you're not sure, is it the 10th, is it the 9th? Well, look, if nothing to lose, why not? Monashav, the Gemara says. Monashav. It's chayav, it's chayav. If it's potter, it's potter. You're not going to lose. Moses says, no. You can't be mafresh maisa like that. Asiri vadai, below asiri sofer. So the Dvar Avraham is descending upon the spheres of Omer. The reason why you can't count 2 days is to take the Omer, because asiri vadai, below asiri sofer. What are you going to say? Hayom asara yom la Omer. Hayom tishi yom la Omer. Wow! That's crazy. But neither of them is a count. Neither of them is a count. The count has to be definite. Oh, the chayav is taking us all over here. You have to know what the words mean. If candle would just be a perfunctory act, say certain words to fulfill a mitzvah, you wouldn't have to know it's definite. You wouldn't have to know what the words mean. It's a mitzvah. Read the Megillah, Chashtron of Bnei Ramoch. Don't know what it means. But if we say, no, this count makes sense. You have to know what's flying with this count. Then you have to know what the words mean. You have to be definitive about it. So the Chazal said, we can't be machmen and add a second sphere. You have to be definitive. So you go with it in the Raisa. That's all. Very beautiful answer. Dvar Avraham is in one of his chubas, yeah.
Maybe you can say that the counting of spheres was counting to get closer to Mount Torah.
That's the Ratzel.
You're going to get yourself some type of
one. No. Okay. The Rabbosai. So one Svara in the Mishnah Berurah, I think, is right. If you don't understand the word, it shouldn't count. But only that Bismanazer, the Mishnah Berurah didn't realize. That Bismanazer, he wrote this 100 years ago. Bismanazer. Women know what the words mean. Unbelievable. They know what the words mean. They know that Shiva Vishloshim means 37. Phil and Floyd. Especially there at Israel. They know what the words mean. They speak Hebrew all the time. So that reason is out. So now the question is the other reason. What's the other reason, Rabbi Osai? What's the other reason? You're afraid you're going to forget. So don't forget. So what? This is a presuming, this Mishnah Berurah is based on a presumption and an extension. The presumption I can understand, the extension I really don't understand. The presumption is the famous rush that we saw, but we can see it in Iran again. Iran also quotes it. And we see a very important distinction in Iran. Remember we saw the rush yesterday, if you miss one day, forget it. Remember we saw that? No, you don't remember? Didn't we see it? It was right before the end, but I think we saw it. The rush quotes the Shishita, if a person misses one day of Sfira, goodbye. It's over. It's finished. It's in Simon Mem Aleph, towards the end. O Kosa Vahagdim, Hipsik Yomecha Velo Sofar, Shuv Eno Sofar, Divinon Tumimos. That's the Bahag. You need tzimimus. So what's the Mishnah Berurah worried about? The lady going to forget on the 45th night. So Torah said to you, but what happened? What's the presumption of the Mishnah Berurah, it seems? Pasha, that's me, Brachal of Atala. Like we had by Sfira Zava. She counted 5 nights and then she forgot. Or she saw Dam. So it's Brachal of Atala retrospect. Here too, she'll count 40 days, and then she'll forget one of the days, and it'll end up being a Brachal of Atala. So you can't do that. That's what seems to be bothering him. Okay? So Chori's right. Pasha's is right. Oh, where do you find that in Shulchan Aruch? Open the Shulchan Aruch again, the Mishnah Berurah. You find that halacha found a little bit later in the Siman, where it says, Siv Ches, Im Shachach Levorech Ve'echad Me'ayamim, Bein Yom Rishon Bein Mishayam. We'll see that phrase, that's a very important phrase, which is mentioned there for a reason. Sofer b'shar yamim below bracha. Why below bracha? Why below bracha? Why below bracha? No, why? No, why below bracha? Because it's a machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah explains it's a machlokes. We don't know. We don't know. Take a look over here. Well, let's take a look. Yes. Sofer lamed vav. Kedas habi poskim. The ain't serious. That's the re-est against the Bahag. Below bracha, lochish lemad yomar. The spheres shevesh abosas tamimas binon. Voleka, the chaser chad yomar. So what do you do? V'nochad v'zesh yishma bracha ben hashatz. Om yechad me'am avarcha v'yana amein. Bekavon alatzes v'chakach yisbar. That's what we should do. Fine. That's what it says. That's what it says. Kamzel, sorry. So the question is why. So again, the conventional wisdom is you have 49 countings really combined to make one big mitzvah. And if you miss one of the 49, you accomplish nothing. That's the Pashup Shah. And that's the conventional wisdom, as I say. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is based upon. If I know that I'm not going to count all 49 days, I shouldn't even start, at least with a bracha now. Because according to the Bahag, it's not going to be tamimis. It's going to be a brachal of Atala. So here to the women, they're going to forget one night. Come on, they're not going to shul. They're going to forget. So therefore, they shouldn't count with the brachal because of the shal brachal of Atala. So they men don't bother counting at all for that reason. Adka. The question is that really pshat in the Bahag? Bahag really holds that all 49 constitute one mitzvah, and if you miss one day, so the whole thing is for naught. That's very highly questionable. The Rav, Zichron of the Rocha, had a whole shiur about this, and he thought that was not the pshat at all. And one of his rice is right here in the Rav. Look at the Rav, right here. Where we left off. In the the eighth wide line. Because of Mar Yudoi, Rabbi Yudoi gone. That was a bigger compliment. The man, the low money, Omer Belel Yakama, low money Bishar Lelis. You hear this? If you miss the first night, you're gone. Pirish, the Mishum Divina, Tamimis. Avil Shar Lelusa. If you miss the second night or the 40th night, Hegad low money Beurta. Money, me, mama. And you can count perhaps in the daytime. Rav Haizal, Cholek Homer. Dimishim Deboy, Tzmimus, Shochav, Yechad, Miyamim, Nami, Chaser, Aminyan. So if that's the child, even if you forget the second day or eighth day, it's no good. Well, the Fichachu, Homer, Shim, Lo, Sofa, Bolada, Sofa, Biyom. The Chlau. The Chain, Kosov, Alochus, Gedolos. She, Sofa, Biyom. And the whole discussion when they count it by day. Works or not, back and forth, is machlokes with the Tzmitzvah Mishnayos and Menachos and Megillah, etc., etc. And then he says, at the end of the paragraph, the Chasavola, Lachos Gedolos, Shem Shachar Yomecha, Lassava Shuv, Ein Asava, Bidwin, and Tzvimus, Beleka, Uvetos Veskolkovol. So Mar Yudoi says, his quote over here is saying, if you forgot the first night, then you're out. If you get a different night, you can make it up by day. Why can't you make it the first night by day?
In order to defeat
There's a new halacha called Tmimus. Tmimus has to begin the first night. Or the second night? Sort of, what does it mean? It means the second night, even though you didn't count it at night, but since you already counted the first night, so some of the Tmimus goes sort of by itself. Goes by itself. And if you look carefully, you'll see some parts that will say differently, a little different than this. If you forget the first night, then you're out. Out, finished. If you forget a different night, and even if you forget the next day, you're okay. It's the same as this Ran, but a little bit different. The Ran over here says, between the first night and other nights, that the first night you can't make it up by day, the second and the third, second, third, and fourth, and etc. You can make it up by day. But the other Rishonim seem to say it a little bit differently. The first night, if you forget the first night and day, finished. If you forget the second, third, fourth, and fifth night and day, you can keep right on going. So there was Rav Soloveitchik here, say, wait a minute. If the pshat of this whole thing is, you have to have 49 countings or nothing, then what's the difference if you miss day one and you miss day eight? What's the difference? He said pshat, now pshat like this, pasha pshat. The pshat of the Bahag is tmimus, as you see over here. Tmimus means you can't count 1, 2, 4. You just can't do it. Counting, you have to go in an order. Not a perfunctory act to say a particular day in the omen. You have to go in a normal, regular counting. You can't just jump and skip a number completely. Now, how do I do that? You have to count 1, 2, 3, 4. And therefore, some say if you miss one single day, finish, it's over. All over. Can't worry about it. There's one opinion I make, hey, as follows. If I forget, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I forget a day. So since I count already 5 it myself, so the count can go on autopilot. It can sort of count by itself. I got 1, 2, 3, I'm going to be 20 for other counting. So then the next day, even though I missed it, someone considers it as counted by itself, 6. So the next, following that, count 7.
With a bracha or
what the quantity is opinion, but with a bracha. They don't make distinctions. However, if I miss the first day, then it doesn't get started, it doesn't even begin. Doesn't begin, so then of course I'm out of business. So you see, you saw the rough, so from this whole shita, that it's not the pshat of all 49 days of water. Then it doesn't double the rest. Every day one, every day 10. It's a different yisol completely. The yisol is, you have to have tamimis. If you miss a day, then according to one opinion, you just can't skip in the numbering. You can't skip. And others say, no, it counts by itself, except for the first day. And you put one more out. No difference. It doesn't matter. That's right. I miss day, I take that day one, and I count day 49. So a lot of 47 days are counted by themselves. I guess that's a logical extension. You put another item to yourself. Yes. The Yisod is as follows. We often think that the reason for the Bahagi is that all 49 countings counts to one mitzvah. And if I miss one of those countings, so I have no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah whatsoever. So the man is a bracha levatov. But he said, no, not the pshat, chas v'shalom. Every day is a separate mitzvah. Day one is a mitzvah, day two is a mitzvah, day three is a mitzvah, day four is a mitzvah. I count day one, I count day two, I forget day three. So day four, the reason I can't count, you can't count. You can't just count 1, 2, 4. It's impossible. Don't do it with one, you just can't do it. And he put another raya, in the same rachino, if I'm not mistaken, he quotes an opinion which is as follows. A person forgot, he counted day one, he counted day two, he forgot day three. So what do you do now? Day four. So some say count anyway, some you can't get anywhere. A new sheet. On day four, they say as follows. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. Asher kiddushonim mitzvosim mitzvonim sfirzom. Esmo toyosh lo shem olam. Vahayom arboyom. What's that all about? If the pshat is, you have to do the mitzvah, which obviously you have to do the mitzvah b'sman, I can't do a mitzvah yesterday. He said, no, you see from the chinuch, that's the new pshat b'gamrei. That the pshat is rabosai. You have to have a continuous count, uninterrupted. So one day maintained. And if I miss the day, have no fear, it's not too late. The next day I go back and say, oh, yesterday was 3 and today it's 4.
Yeah,
Mara.
Told me it was one day, right?
It's 2 days Tomorrow, I'll think so. Good idea. Got to do all your business together. You know.
Just count on her shoes.
You missed the mitzvah. But you see the continuity can be maintained, even in retrospect, according to that opinion. Most should hold that way. But it doesn't work in retrospect. But from that opinion you see, and that's the soul of this whole sheet, the difference is self-completed. If that's the case for both sides, that if a woman counts the first day, and she knows that she's so hassled with her children, with her household, she knows in advance. You can tell in advance, chances are very strong, she's going to forget one day that's going on. What would you tell her? Because, Rabbi, I know I'm going to forget, but I can't help it. Some I'm going to forget. Should I count now or should I not count now? With a bracha, day one. What would you say? According to the conventional wisdom, you're right, without a bracha. According to Rav Soloveitchik, who's sold, how about it with a bracha? Right now, she has a mitzvah. 1, 2, 10, as long as she goes. She misses 40, so then what? Right.
Try to come up with a halakha, since she won't forget. That's the answer.
Now, I'll tell you a fascinating story. One of the incredible stories I ever heard. The story concerns a great man who was a rabbi right here in Washington. His name was Rabbi Breuer. Took one of the rabbis. Rabbi Breuer was the rabbi in Kalat Ashura for many, many years. He was a rabbi already in Frankfurt. He became the rabbi in the Kehillah in Washington Heights. These two stories I heard from Rabbi Alper, Zichron Lebracha, was telling these stories to his spilus. It was right after his patir. Rabbi Breuer was nifter in 14 years ago. 14 years ago. As it happens, his great grandson, who was his namesake, was in my house, his parents' Shabbos, with the same exact name, Breuer, Yosef Breuer. He's bar mitzvah the next month. So I realized that he was nifter in 1980, I believe it was, and it was I think Gimel year, if I'm not mistaken, he was on Shabbos. Nifter on Shabbos. So the two unbelievable stories that Rav Breuer was lived till 98, and he was responsible all the time to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and should be of a clear mind till the end. You think someone just wants to see now, and all that, and all kind of terrible. Rav Breuer, one thing he asked from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, should have a clear mind till the end. And it was incredibly Bukuyim. So the story is that Friday night, the last night of his life, he had three of his grandchildren who were attending to him. He has three grandchildren physicians. They were all spending Shabbos with him in Israel. One of them was out in Manhattan. So Rabbi Breuer was davening. Honestly, he was very sick, he was weak, but he was davening the whole davening. He davened Krishna. He davened Shemona Esrei. And then he stopped. So his grandchild asked him, Opa, I don't know what they call my name, but Opa, what about Sphira? Can you believe it, my mother's here? So the Rabbi Breuer gave a knowing look and said, in German, where Albert said over to me, Ich bin nicht rein, which means I'm not clean. Not clean, you're physically not clean, so then you can't go on. Good. So what, grandchild was wondering, what's going on over here? The whole davening was okay. Krishna, Shemoneh Esrei, everything was fine. Came to the sphere, suddenly he said he wasn't clean, and didn't want to make it. He told him to Rabbi Alpha. So Rabbi Alpha came and told me this nice to be spiritless. Unbelievable, Rabbi Breuer. Rabbi Breuer must have realized at that point in time that he was one foot into the other world. He knew he wasn't going to live till Shavuos, for sure not. He didn't think he was going to live maybe not until the next day. And he must have held like this child of Mishnah Berurah. If a person's not gonna count all 49 days, says a chabrocha levatala. So the male said he was not clean to not. I remember he told me the story of his pilots. There's one more story out there, it's Derek Aga. So their boys lived through the night. The next morning, they had Shabbos. Then they gave him lunch. They stood the Shabbos. And after he finished lunch, through the Shabbos, he took a piece of challah and he put it in his pajama pocket. So they thought, the grandchild thought, I don't know, now he certainly must have lost his lost his clear clarity of thought. What's he putting a collar in a pajama pocket? Doesn't make any sense to me. Didn't understand. Then hours later, where was Nifter, John Shabbos, and then they came to my office. I don't understand what happened to my grandfather. What? When he was, after he finished, we gave him the Suez Shabbos, he put his piece of challah in his pajama pocket. Rabbi, I was jumping up and down. Unbelievable. It was an hour before it was Nifter. What are you thinking about? The Gemara has him established the Shabbos. There's someone that's a Nifter on Shabbos. What do you put on him? A king of Atina. So he put the challah in his pajama pocket. All right, unbelievable.
Only carry
him the kicker. That's he did exactly kedas the kedin. Anyway, a mice and nerve from our boy. That's so yom of mamish, unbelievable. Let's get back over here. But I think our boy is wrong. I mean, he's gone with conventional wisdom. If you have 49 bits, you're not going to do one of them. So then you shouldn't even start. But according to the way we're saying pshat, where it's my Rebbe, not that way. The pshat is no. Chazal a whole different pshat completely. If you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, you know, for example, halacha lemaisa. You have people like my boy who are otherworldly, who are such a different story. You're going in for an operation, a serious operation. You're not going for an operation, and they tell you the operation to be done 5 o'clock in the evening, and you're not going to come to for another third of 48 hours, maybe you're going to be, I don't know, such an operation existing, your house is so long. But let's say you're going to be out of it, it's going to be impossible for you to count. Right, it's a long time, you have to be out for
having an
whatever, we tell you that we're going to be out for 30 hours, whatever. Whatever it's going to be. And we're going to have this operation. The lock boy, I'm just giving it another. I know this in advance, elective surgery. I know in Pesach I'm going to have Rosh Chodesh, a year, 2 weeks from now, I'm going to have this major surgery. I'm going to be out for more than 24 hours, I'm not going to have to count at all one day. Come to the rabbi and say, now what should I do? Should I count the first time Pesach with a rabbi? Maybe not. So it depends who you go to. If you go to Rav Broya, he would tell you, don't count, don't count the rabbi, because you're not going to be able to count all 49 days. If you went to Rav Soloveitch, he'd say, oh, you should count. How bad you should count? Because right now you have a day of a mitzvah, so what happens 10 days later, so no. Day 11, count out a brother. But the first 9, 10 days is good. So it's first glance of us in the Mishnah Berurah holding up a broya. What's it saying over here? He said, quote the Shulchan Shlomo says, what? That a woman doesn't count. Fuck, Rabbi said, look inside. Siv, cotton, gimel. Look again. Open back the Siv, cotton, gimel. Come on, please. Siv, cotton, gimel. What does it say? No. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Shlomo, Tavavada Yitu Biyom Echad. They certainly will make a mistake. They certainly will make a mistake. So the question now becomes, Gevalt. Isn't it the Beferisha Mishnah Berurah, according to the Beferisha Shulchan Shlomo, who seems to say that you can't make a bracha, excuse me, because you're going to forget later on? What's it all about? So if you look carefully in the source in Shulchan Shlomo, you'll see that it's not the case. I don't understand the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah omitted a phrase. Mamish. The Mishnah Berurah omitted a phrase. Oh, if you look carefully, I never knew this until then. I was always in the sport. How can the Mishnah Berurah write such a thing? Until I saw the same Sefiras HaOmer. I looked it up. Page Mem Hey. We quote like this. Some say you shouldn't count with a bracha. Ki b'vada yishkechu lisbo b'echam an yomim. V'tiel b'rchosan levatola. Which bracha levatola? So if you look in the source of Shulchan Shlomo, he gives you an original quotation. I'm going to read it to you now, okay? Shulchan Shlomo. Quote, Vivada Yitu Yom Echot, Velo Yodim Hadin. Then he writes Mishnah Berurah, Achlo Hiskves Hamilim, Velo Yodim Hadin. What does it mean, Velo Yodim Hadin? What do the words mean? who wants to venture again. What do you mean, the lawyer? What do you mean, the lawyer? They forgot. What do you mean, the lawyer? Did. What did the lawyer not know? Well, that's right. They don't know what it is. But if you forget a day, you're not supposed to keep counting with a bracha. That's going to be the bracha of Atola. Not Chalila at the first 5 days that they counted before they forgot day six of Levatola. No! 1,000 times no. Shulchan Shlomo never said that. Shulchan Shlomo is afraid of a different thing. They'll count 5 days with a bracha. Fine, good. They'll skip day six. Nope. Comes day seven, v'lo yodim adin, they'll count with a bracha. Day 7 to 49, that'll be a chash bracha levatola. Not the first 5 days. The Mishnah Berurah omitted the key phrase. The lo yodim adin. That's what? Could be, but he's calling from the Shulchan Shlomo. That's making his own psak. That's a different sir. That's a different
sir. It's not
the Shulchan Shlomo. No, that's also the Shulchan Shlomo. Yeah, all from the Shulchan Shlomo. Rabbi says, the idea is the Mishnah Berurah, by leaving out those three words, conveyed to him, for us, a different impression. But the Ikeh, it's not that, not that way. You would not be a bracha the first 5 days. Yes?
Why didn't one make a bracha and have chayos in prison?
That's another question. Sparadisha, women, are not supposed to make a bracha on Tzvir. But they don't make a bracha on any mitzvahs that say lulav, which they're potter from. Not on lulav, not on shofar, right? None of these things. Because the bechavis, the rabba, bechavis, not allowed to do it. Ashkenazim, Father Amor, who said that if a woman is not chayav in a mitzvah, if she wants to make a bracha, she may do so. She's even encouraged to do so. When she does a bracha, a mitzvah she's not required to do, such as lulav, shofar, etc., etc., sfira, etc. Okay, Rabosai. Now, this yisod, this major yisod is the key to understanding many things over here. And here I'm going to go to another sif in Shulchan Aruch, sif gimel. Siv Gimel. Have a look inside. Very important. Siv Gimel. Hamispalel im Hatzibur. Avoisa. Hamispalel im Hatzibur. Mibod Yom. And it's still day. Mona imoem below brocha. You hear this now? You count them without a brocha. Oh, you have a fancy tour. Okay. V'im l'yizkar balayla yavorech v'yizkar. If you remember later on, he could make a bracha on the sphere later on. What kind of funny din is this? What does this mean? So Mr. Brewer already said, what's going on over here? What is it all about? Yesh me'achronim, sivkot nezayim. Shepirshu dahaynu ben hashmoshes. That's what some of the Farshim say. Who said so? Quotes that there's different understandings. However, if you look carefully in the source, it's just not so. It's just not so. If you look in the Bir Halacha Mivod Yom, it says, Mib'aymish the Brewer, U'mashra mehem de miplag ha-mincha l'chuli alme and yachol limnos. According to those posts that he quotes in the Mishnah Brewer, that's all talking about Ben HaShmoshes, there's nothing to talk about. But Vidah, the Eshharbi Achronim, and they're right. Who are they? Halavush, Eliraba, Chok Yankov, Mama Mordechai, Nahar Sholem. The Mefarshi, the Bod Yom, Hainu, Miplag, Hamincho, Lamala. That's correct. Umay, the Ka'om Amona, Imoem, Hainu, Mishum, the Afagav, the Meikir Adin, calls Man Shein Olayla. Everyone with me? Calls Man Shein Olayla. Enos Man Sviro, Uchid Liel, Besifa Kodem. So count early. This haskolas lila v'koran shma mispalin mayiv k'mokin eshlon l'achshav lila in yisfira v'ko'omar v'yaf mishum tamut chochom im libo nokfo shema yitore v'yishkach lispo b'yichidus yocho lispo ima hatzibur ach lo yavorech oz al kolponim t'mihikir adin ein zman yisfira oz shalom machina b'minik osna makomos וכדש לא יסבטלו לגבי מצווזו, וכשיגיע הזמן בלילה יבורך ויסבור, ואינו ברוכו לבטולו, תספירה כמייס עליו כלומו מעיקר דינו, הוא כנעל. Wait a minute. So he said the first sphere of Rikima Din is nothing. It's such a nothing that you can make a bracha late at night and it's no chashash bracha levatala. I would have said, what's going on here? If it's a nothing, then don't even bother. If it's a question mark, maybe it's a something, then how can you make a bracha later on at night? It's a suffix what? Bracha levatala. Maybe you already heard yotze before. Pilei ploy. So here that a famous Mogad Avrov, this is the famous one. This is the one. No. This is the world famous Mogad Avrov. One second. The world famous Mogad Avrov. I'm gonna see if it's here or not. I know where else it is, but we'll see here first. Siv Gimel. Not here. One second. Oh, here it is. Im ken yechaven belibo. Im esiv katan zayin. Im esker belaylo. Ein ani mechaven lotz v'svirazu. This is the famous tanai v'mitzvahs. This is it. This is the Mogad Avraham right here. The same pshat, and he got stuck over here. What's pshat in this mechaber? Plia. So the Mogad Avraham said, you must say pshat in the mechaber. It's tonight in mitzvah. I make a condition. If I remember tonight to count, then I want this should be nothing. If I don't remember to count, then I want it to be something. Tonight in mitzvah. As a matter of fact, when the Mogad Avraham is simply member of the Nichus Krishma, but the Ramah quoted the din of saying Krishma in what we call Karbonis. Excuse me. In case the minion will miss this man, so the way, how do you know this exists? And the Magen Avraham is the only place where you can have a source that tonight the mitzvah exists is right over here. This is the source, top faith test. Where's that? What does he say? What tonight? You told me this last time. What tonight? You found it. Yeah. What is it? Yes, I remember. Why do you say that?
He's holding self-shield.
Yeah. Where is it known? What's it in? Lamed Aleph. What does it say? Meanwhile, let's go right. Vaneer's deity, the whole thing is wrong. I heard from my Rebbe, named Reb Chaim, that there's no such thing as a Tanai B'mitzvah. We discussed this recently. We had we just discussed it, right. I took an offer in the Ramor. Ramor never said it tonight. Ramor said, you say Krishna, but the Torah's Vada. Never said the word tonight. Who said tonight? The Bhagavad Ram said tonight. Where do you get it from? Here. But in my opinion, this is the wrong shot. The Be'alach is much closer to the target. He doesn't say Tanai. What did he say? He said, Ein Ebrachel of Atala, the Sphira Kamais Alav Klumu Mikadina. Correct. That's correct. That's the correct shot. But the obvious problem is, if it's Lav Klum, then why bother? So what are you doing? What are you bothering for? So the answer of both is as follows. I thought of this on my own, but then I found later in the Mesorah Gimel, I think it was, that the Rav said it's pshat. Rav Shekivanti. A person counts after Plag HaMincha. It's too early to fulfill the mitzvah. Too early, before the Zman. However, we do know that after Plag HaMincha, it's considered night for some things. You know, you can make a Kiddush, you can make a Tzolah, you can have a Mairiv, maybe Krishma. It's somehow a Srach Lala, as the Miri says. So the answer of both is like this. The fact that it's close to night means as follows. If I count in that time period between Plag HaMincha and darkness, although a mitzvah I don't fulfill, for sure it's no mitzvah. But it's enough to use the expression, to to maintain the continuity. It's enough to continue the count for the next day. That's the pshat over here. The guy counted 5 days. So far, so good. He's in shul, and it's the night of the sixth, and it's before Shkia. He's davening some Balabat Shemin, and they're davening early. Many shuls for information. They have a whole summer long, 7 o'clock. Oh, that's how they do. They have this,
Friday.
Not only Friday night. All week long. 7 o'clock, and then they count the sphere afterwards. And they count sphere at 7:30. Then they finish Mar 7:30. Way before the Shkia. All right, we shouldn't make fun of them because the Mishnah Berurah was, we don't like it, we can't understand it, but such a thing existed. This guy's davening there, 7:30. What does he do now? He figures if he goes home, what's going to happen? He'll forget. He counts now with them at 7:30. He thinks that this count is a complete bluff. He won't make a bluff on this count at 7:30. It's much too early. So what good does it do? In case you forget, and you come the next night, you say, wait a minute, I never counted last night when I got home. I never counted last night, I missed day six completely. Oh, wait a minute, what did I daven last night? I davened at shul, and they davened at 7 o'clock, and I counted at 7:30 out of bracha. Comes to the Rav and asks him, Rebbe, last night I davened at 7 o'clock, and I davened ma'ariv early, and it was before the shkia, and I counted without a bracha at 7:30, and the shkia was not until 8:15. Am I now allowed to count the next subsequent day with a bracha or not? The answer is yes. You may count the next day with a bracha. Why? If you learn the conventional wisdom, and there are 49 counted are all necessary, that the Torah submits for one, that wouldn't work. Count it too early. With the new yisrael which we have, what's the new yisrael? Not the pshat at the 49 counts of one mitzvah. No, a different part completely. It's a matter of maintaining the continuity. So the chiddush din over here is that you can maintain the continuity even if you're counting at Tzlag HaMincha before the Zman. It's close enough tonight that it's considered a valid counting, that it's enough that it's considered six. So with respect to tomorrow, you can count seven. I thought it was my own original pshat until I found it printed subsequently in the Masorah. Yeah. No, who said Ben HaShemashas? What do you say about Ben
HaShemashas?
It's Ben HaShemashas, before Ben HaShemashas. This Mishnah Berurah is Shver, if you sit caught in Tezayin. No, the correct phrase in the Bir Halacha. It's before Ben HaShemashas. It's Plag HaMilcha, it's an hour before Shkia. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah? What does he say? Who's he calling from? Mogan Avram? Is there a Sharatian or something like that? No? On his own? Original? Okay, good. Maybe. But that the Pash doesn't work.
Pash. Right, they
daven
Milcha and Marv right away.
They daven
Milcha 10 minutes before
Shkia,
and they
daven
Marv right
That's
away.
That's a different story. Then the Mechabah and the Pharisee, you can count. Only the Medakta can wait longer. The Medakta can wait longer, yeah, but if you're going to miss it, you may forget completely. Now I'm bringing a proof that I'm right. Where does it come from? Rabbi Isaac. Look on the side. Gimel, who's it come from? Mo, who's it say? Ches? No, who said it? Abudar Avadram. B'shem who? Mahza Vitri. Okay, let's take a look. The Beis Yosef quotes it. Look at the original source of Beis Yosef, he quotes it then. And you're going to see something very fascinating. Chotzer Abdavid Avadram. Everyone listen carefully. Rabosa, the punchline is coming now. Wake up. Chotzer Abdavid Avadram. Cost of amounts of victory. Catch this now. Hamispalel matzibu mibod yom. Mone mon below bracha. Meimar omar. Listen to this. If eskor belaila bebeisi achzav avorach kedin. Benim tishlobi rachta levatola. V'yim eshka. Harim anisi yama meshvuos le mitzvah. Let me continue.
Okay,
what? First? No. Let's continue. Avo. Listen to this. This is Avol. The first case is a complete non sequitur. You know what a non sequitur means? It's a non sequitur. Doesn't follow.
Aval, Kosova Ramba, Imana Velo Birech Yotza. Then he goes on for some other thing. What? What happened over here? Can you figure this out? And then he says, but the Rambam says, in Manav lo birich yotza.
What is he dealing with?
Huh? What does that mean? What does that mean? Rabbi said, what? What do the words mean? What do the words mean here? Who knows chats? So I'll tell you a chiddush nifla v'naira. Look in Shulchan Aruch Sivav, Rabosai. Sivav. Everyone teach Shulchan Aruch Sivav? Everyone have it? In Pasach, Fi Omar, Baruch, Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. Adato, L'delema, Hayom Dalaj. Shusav Hashem Dalaj. V'nizke v'siyem behei v'heim hei o ipcha sheim v'dal v'pasach adat alei medale v'tov v'siyem behei eino chozer u'mavorech. Why? So you look at the Be'er Agola. Be'er Agola tells us why. Beis Yosef. Tima shekotzat faran sherov ha'poskim maskim shesfiris ha'omer ha'achshav d'rabona u'dolokim o'shkot ha'vatur v'sheim avi ha'ezri. Who's avi ha'ezri? Rav Yoh. Now, Rav Yoh, whose memory is triggered by the word Rav Yoh? No? Right. Rav Yoh is a Doraisa. Correct. We saw that before in the Bialach. So what? So if you look carefully, oh, he doesn't say, I'll sphere us over. I plan to end the bracha correctly. What's going on over here in the Sugya? What's this Mechava talking about? What's the Rav Yoh? What's the tour? What's going on? The answer, Rabbi Osai, is a minik kadman, which you don't even know about. The old minik kadman was as follows. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushanam Mitzvah Savit Zivanu, Al Svira Sa'omer, Shehayom, Shlosh Yerulam. It was all part of the bracha itself. That was the original minik. Rishonim is the beferish. That's Pshat and the Rav Yoh over here. No question about it. Now, I plan to end the bracha shayom arboyam alom. Now I change and the bracha shayom chamishyam alom. That's the chlor.